and welcome. It's our number one, of our radio show. We take a closer look at the surprising developments in the Tiger Woods car accident. Police, who said a week ago they would not issue the cause of the accident, they did an about-face, and they did announce what they think happened in the Tiger Woods automobile accident that almost had his leg amputated. But are we getting the whole story? A Maller Show conspiracy here in our number one right now. Call him the Speed Demon. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we hold the floor coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from under the moonlight, camouflaged by mostly darkness. The Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is well with you. We spun the wheel of topics. There were several directions we could have gone here, but the story that got my attention the most in the last 24 hours is from the world of golf. It has nothing to do with the Masters, which is about to begin. One of the four times during the year we are allowed to talk about golf. Right, there are four majors, and each of those majors deserves a little bit of attention, and we give it the proper amount of attention. I will be checking out the festivities in Augusta, Georgia this week, and I assume you will be watching some of it as well. But this is not about the Masters. Instead, it is the latest developments involving Tiger Woods' near-death experience in Southern California in an auto accident that is now in center stage, and the plot has thickened in the Tiger Woods story. And if you've not heard the latest, and maybe not, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department unexpectedly released the report, the cause of that wreck that happened back in February. And if you didn't see it, they blamed it all on excessive speed. Now, the speed limit on that windy road in Rancho Palos Verdes was 45 miles an hour, still is 45 miles an hour, but the police report said Tiger was zooming like a speed racer on the Autobahn at as high as 87 miles an hour, 82 to 87 miles an hour. Now, as a result, Tiger Woods and that beautiful loner SUV that he was driving courtesy of the golf course, he left the road. He went, you know, Flippy McFlip, and he landed on the side. The SUV landed on its side. You've probably seen some photos of that if you're curious at all, if you've paid attention to the story. So Tiger suffered what turned out to be major injuries, possibly life-altering injuries. Who knows if they can put him back together. And now he's back in Florida recovering from his mangled right leg. No one's seen Tiger Woods. I've heard rumors there's going to be a Tiger Woods documentary, The Comeback Trail. And if you saw the Alex Smith documentary of about a year ago, I think it was, the quarterback who had his leg mangled. Well, Tiger, he actually had a worse leg injury than Alex Smith, who was back playing for the team formerly known as the Redskins. So let us discuss the question, does this theory from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department regarding the cause of Tiger Woods' accident make sense? Essentially, it was a speed and driver error is what they're saying. Does it make sense? I'm shaking my head no. I'm going to go full late night conspiracy theory wacko is what I'm going to do. I've got track record, Benjamin Button, and transitioned. And we will lock all of this together. Number one. All right. So law enforcement said that the data recordings, the black box, which who knew? I always thought of that was just
racist.
No, that's what they call it. It's in airplanes, and they apparently have it in these high-end automobiles. I didn't know that. I learned that. And you did too. So anyway, the police claim that the data from the car shows that Tiger Woods did not brake before the accident. This is not a new revelation. This is something we already knew about. So they're now saying that instead of braking, Tiger Woods went pedal to the metal. He pressed on the accelerator at a 99% rate. Right into the tree. Investigators believe Tiger Woods accidentally, in air quotes, hit the accelerator instead of the brake. The final estimated speed when Woods' vehicle went kaboom into the tree was 75 miles an hour. Imagine that, not even braking, going 75 miles an hour into a tree. And if you smell what I smell, you smell that? Yeah, that's horse crap. That's what I smell. Yes, Tiger Woods, we're getting a version of the story. We're not getting the whole story here. And there's some parts of this that are missing. Tiger does not get the benefit of the doubt unless you're a rube. And maybe you are a rube, and that's fine. You can be a rube. But I'm not going to be the gullible one here. If you look at the track record, Tiger's reputation precedes himself. Woods has a history of DUIs. At least twice he has had issues while driving after taking prescription drugs in 2009. The most famous of them all, right? It's like the scene from Pirates of the Caribbean there at Disneyland, right? The wife chasing him there. He runs to the car. He gets away there. Domestic dispute. Gets into a car accident. And he had ingested some very strong prescription sedatives, Ambien, among other things there. But he avoided a DUI charge, even though he was clearly a little tipsy there. He avoided the charge that time. In 2017, Tiger Woods was arrested for DUI there. Toxicology report showed that he had not one, not two, not three, not four, but a cocktail of five drugs in his system. It's a mix of mostly painkillers and anxiety drugs in 2017. So that track record leading into this accident, I'm not buying what I'm hearing. I'm not. Now, the second thing here, keep in mind that a week ago, we talked about this subject. We broached it. The reason we talked about it is we were told by the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, their spokeshack, that, listen, we can't tell you what the cause is. We determined the cause of Tiger Woods' accident, but we're not going to let you know. Even though we've determined it. They said because of privacy issues, right? The detectives could not release the details because very private matter. So let me ask you this. Riddle me this, okay? In what world is speeding a privacy issue? How is that damaging Tiger Woods' privacy? The fact that the Sheriff's Department had to check with Tiger Woods' legal team raises suspicions that there's something being left out, a lie by omission. And why would you need permission to talk about how fast someone's going? That is a common occurrence. In fact, most of us, I'm raising my hand, have gone over the speed limit. It's a common occurrence. And as for the pedal error theory, which is being pedaled, this is also a bit of a stretch. Now, I did some data. I had a minutes-long Mahler investigation. Keyboard investigation, and what I determined was on average there are 44 accidents that occur every day in America as a result of drivers confusing the gas and the brakes. So you say, okay, 44 times every day, completely plausible that Tiger Woods would be one of those 44. Well, the problem is when you continue to look at the data, because most often pedal error accidents, which occur 44 times a day on average, it usually happens when drivers are going slow, right? Very slow speeds, usually while driving in stop-and-go traffic, right? Rush hour traffic, or driving through a parking lot. Right? You're going to get some groceries, and you park your car there, and you hit the wrong button. Or when drivers accidentally will press both the brake and the gas at the same time, simultaneously. That also is obviously pedal error. But here's the key fun fact here. The vast majority of those accidents occur in two prime categories. teen drivers, right? You just got your driver's permit. You're under the age of 20, your first 2 years driving, and you are more prone to get into an accident. The older drivers, over the age of 65, and often much older than that. Well, Tiger Woods doesn't fit into either one of those criteria. He's 45 years old, so unless he's suffering from a middle-aged version of Benjamin Button disease and he's aging rapidly beyond his assigned years on this planet, what's going on here? Is he losing feeling in his extremities and all that? Is that what happened? Does he need to be put into a convalescent home, Tiger Woods, and go play shuffleboard and bingo somewhere? He lives in Florida anyway. But you got to use some critical thinking on that. Like, what else is it? Something else is going on here. Now, final point. The Mahler investigation wrapping up. So it is more likely than not that Tiger Woods had some extenuating circumstances that caused the accident. Will we ever know those extenuating circumstances? Probably not. Probably not. Will they see the light of day? Now, no blood test was ordered by police. You probably heard about that if you've paid attention to this story. They said no probable cause. That's the excuse the police said there. No presence of drugs or alcohol. Even with Tiger Woods' history of driving erratically, not trying to brake, that apparently not enough to lead to let's get some blood here. But I have a sneaking suspicion that what's going on here, some powerful people are playing what we call dirty pool. You ever played dirty pool? It's what the cheating Astros do. They play dirty pool. But there's a manipulation of the story. As I said, we're getting a version of the story, and I don't doubt what we're being told is true. I just think there's more there, right? There's special treatment involved here. You know, there's a saying, if you don't look for something, you're not going to find it, right? If you lose your car keys and you don't try to find them, you're not going to find them, right? Now, it's likely someone at the hospital west of the 405 in Southern California knows whether or not Tiger Woods was on drugs. He was on dope. That's under wraps. Now, the reason I say that, when Tiger was taken to the emergency room and it was a life-threatening situation, when you go there in that kind of condition, they will run toxicology tests immediately. So they're going to give you drugs. They have to know what you already have in your system and what they can give you so it doesn't kill you from the hospital. But if you read the crash report, it's available online. Tiger transitioned from golf legend to Humpty Dumpty. Right? Tiger Woods was shattered into a million tiny pieces. Right? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Now, Tiger was knocked unconscious. He had a laceration in the lower front part of his jaw, bruised right and left rib cage. I'm reading this right out of the report. Fractured right tibia and fibula. Possible knee ankle injury, they said as well. Now, Tiger's right leg, open fracture mid-shaft on his right leg below the knee. Now, what the hell does that mean for the common person? The bone was shattered. Snap, crackle, pop. In at least two places. Broke through the skin like the gruesome football injuries that we see from time to time. And doctors ended up having to use the materials you'd find at like Home Depot or Lowe's or something to put them back together. They put rods and screws and pins and all that to stabilize the injuries in Tiger Woods' leg. So that's where I am on the Tiger Woods story. We're getting some of what happened, but not all of what happened. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to be part of the program, you can join us here at 877-99 on Fox. You'll be agree with everything I say, which makes terrible radio. If you disagree, it makes possibly good radio, but only if you're compelling. If you're not compelling, then it's not going to matter at all. 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller, if you would like to be part of the Festivus, the overnight Festivus that will not end. So we did a monologue the other night, getting ahead of the story. Would Aaron Rodgers leave the NFL to be a game show host? If you've been watching Jeopardy this week, Aaron Rodgers has been auditioning. He answered the casting call to replace the iconic Alex Trebek as the host of the quiz show. Well, Aaron Rodgers has addressed that. What did he say? What did Aaron Rodgers say, whether or not he would give it all up, all the NFL glory, to ask questions about Middle Eastern history mixed with iconic figures of the past of the globe and the stars and all that nonsense they talk about on Jeopardy? We'll get to that. We will do it next.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. Be having Puck the World in the final hour of the show. Get you updated on all the happenings from the past week of the NHL. I'm at Eddie on Fox. He did ask a young teenage ball girl to peel his banana. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Rob in Vegas writes in, he says, he pressed the gas pedal, he being Tiger Woods, at 99% rate. Go F yourself. Just say 100%, you obnoxious jackass. Now, Rob has a different conspiracy theory. Let me get my tinfoil hat on here. He says, I believe Tiger Woods was enjoying the Deshaun Watson treatment. I'm going to clean this up here. By some ugly Waffle House waitress. And that was the distraction. He says, mystery solved. You're welcome. Thank you, Rob. Although there is no Waffle House within that region. Where is the closest Waffle House? Is there?
We don't have those in California.
Where would you go for the closest? Let me go to Waffle House's website. Where do you think the closest Waffle House? You think there's one out like Riverside or something like that? What do you think? And so I'm talking about Southern California. You think there's one location?
Maybe I'm going to say somewhere? No. No. Locations in California.
You're going to say no on that. All right. Hold on a sec. Let me type a zip code in here. Hold on a sec. You would be correct, Eddie. Let me see. There is a Waffle House in Arizona. So if Tiger was getting a good time, he would have had to have been driving in Goodyear, Arizona, or Tolson, Arizona. There's actually a bunch of those. There's like a bunch in the Phoenix area also. So that Waffle House, very big in Arizona, but they do not have a California location, which is unfortunate. But anyway, all right, who else do we have? Romosexual writes in, says, just like the Masters, Ben ripping Tiger is a tradition unlike any other. And Charlie says, Perkins waitresses everywhere are praying for a speedy recovery. All right, thank you, Charlie. Well, so we've
also something else we don't have in California is the Perkins.
Perkins, yeah. That's true. Don't have it. We do have In-N-Out, though.
Yes,
we got
do.
In-N-Out Burger. And what else do we have? We have Fat Burger. We have that. And I'm trying to think, what other places do we have that they don't have a lot of places? Is there anything else that pops up here that we have that other people don't have in Southern California?
California Pizza Kitchen?
No, it's national.
Is it?
It's all over the place. Yeah, it's national. Do you still eat there? You still go there?
No.
No. I haven't been there in a while. When's the last time you went? There's that chain, Boston Market. When's the last time you went to Boston Market?
A long time ago. A lot of those stores have gone out of business.
They still have a few, though.
I like Boston Market.
You're a fan.
I did like it, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I've been to Boston many times. I don't recall seeing a Boston Market in Boston. It's odd. Notorious B writes in, says, brilliant opening monologue. You said from day one that he was impaired. Somebody will leak the truth, according to Mr. Magoo. Mr. Magoo putting that out there. Vols fan Jimmy says, surely Ben, the basher, wouldn't give Tiger the benefit of the doubt. So he says. The burner account writes in, says, opening the show with golf, Tiger Woods monologue Darn it, let me check the news. He must have won another major. Oh, that's right. He's still recovering. Nothing here to see. That's a bad job by you, Benjamin. Wake me up when it's done. You know what? Guess which finger I'm holding up, burner account? You're number one!
Number one!
This is not a golf story. It's a crime mystery story. Those are great stories. It's a sports story loosely. I used to have a boss. You can talk about anything as long as you pass it through the sports window. We passed it right through the golf window. We zipped it right through the golf window. But it's mostly about, was there a cover-up? Was there more to the story? I think there was more to the story. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? Just Josh says, John Daly is in better shape than Tiger Woods. That guy is a complete mess, he points out. Meat Sauce writes in, says 100% cover-up, 100% bullcrap, Hollywood treatment, 85 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour zone, no charges, no ticket, no jail, no blood test, no probable cause, no drugs or alcohol, no phone or text, no suspended driver's license. So Meat Sauce, that's extra sauce, extra saucy from Meat Sauce. All right, to the phones we go, and let's say hello to Dave in Southern California, listening to us here on AM 570, Dave in West Covina. Hello, Dave. What's going on?
Yeah, Ben, I disagree with you about Tiger Woods. First of all, it's easy for somebody to be accidentally hit the gas pedal. I've done it myself. And not only that, but like if you were listening to the newscast today, which I was, they said definitely they checked him, and they didn't see an impairment, and they couldn't give him a blood test because
well, Dave, I know that's what they said, Dave. And with all due respect, I appreciate that you're still working as a security guard at your age, but you are more of the age that this would happen to. You do realize that.
Oh, okay, I understand that, but that doesn't mean that people don't make mistakes.
People do make mistakes, but come on now, Dave. I've been in accidents before. I've tried to brake. I mean, we all make mistakes. I get that. I don't buy that. That's the entire story. There's more to the story.
And
Dave,
the news media wants to blow everything out of proportion, which they've always been doing for years.
Well, apparently not. They're not blowing anything out of proportion. They're like, all right, this is what they said. That's it. It's like the Keyshawn Johnson. If they said it, that's it. Case closed. Move on to the next thing.
No.
All right. How's work going, Dave? Everything good for you? You're staying safe out there?
I'm still kicking, man. I'm 72 and I'm still alive.
Well, there you go. You're ahead of the game there, Dave.
I'm waiting for my stupid shot.
What's that?
I'm still waiting for my stupid corona shot.
Are you serious? You have not gotten the vaccine yet. Well, why is that? Aren't you of the age group where you're supposed to be able to get that?
Yeah, but it's hard to get in there, you know? I mean, it's like, I don't know if you've been listening to the news, but there's a big, long waiting list.
Well, put your name on it, Dave. If you want the vaccine, put your name on it, then they'll call you, and then you go get it.
I am. I'm still waiting to hear from them.
What, are they going to wait till you're 80 and then give it to you?
I hope not.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck, Dave. Thank you. All right. It's our buddy Dave. Love that. A lot of people, he retired, you know, that's it. This guy's still working his ass off there. He's 72 years old. He's working a security job. And he can't get the damn vaccine there.
So right. Stupid.
Well, you got one. Yeah, Roberta, exactly, you jumped ahead of Dave. How do you feel, Roberta? You jumped ahead of Dave.
Everybody's
in West Covina.
Get the shot already. That's the thing. He's older, so he needs somebody to help him out, get on the computer and register for
Are you saying Dave is not computer savvy?
Probably,
is that what you're saying?
Probably not. I mean, I had to do that for my parents, so.
Yeah. Just think when we're old, like,
jeez, man.
Imagine what the technology is going to be like everything we've got now. But then when you get older and crap changes, it's going to be nuts. Be like,
my daughter's going to have to help me.
It's going to be wild.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Now, I think we have a Maller monologue coming up on this, but let's give you maybe a tease Things getting more and more real for Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson.
You hate to see it, Eddie. You hate to see it. He's such an upstanding citizen, role model in the community. Now he's a pervert.
He's lost one sponsor and could be on the verge of losing another.
No, he's lost more than one. No, he's lost at least four, possibly five sponsors. All right. They've all bailed on him.
Well, I know Beats by Dre has terminated his deal, and Nike is suspending its endorsement deal.
Also, there's a grocery chain in HEB. They have dumped Deshaun Watson.
I've never heard of that before.
And okay. Well, you don't live in Houston.
I don't.
It's a good point.
Never heard of them.
Energy, what's the name of the Texas stadium, the corporate sponsor?
Oh, NRG Stadium or something like that?
Whatever it is. The energy company had a sponsorship deal with Deshaun Watson, but apparently they've decided to go a different direction.
Are you doing a deep dive on this coming up?
I will get into this, Eddie. I am fascinated by the revelations in the Deshaun Watson story.
Stay tuned. Go nowhere.
Inquiring minds would like to know. Be coming up here just minutes away.
Militia. Let's get into it.
Oh, calm down, Marcel. Eat your Chef Boyardee. We will get into it. All right. Very exciting. So, what's the dealio here with Aaron Rodgers? He's been on Jeopardy this week. It was taped back in February. The Packers eliminated by the Buccaneers in the playoffs. And many people want to know, would he actually leave? We did a monologue about this. I said, no, of course he wouldn't have to leave the Packers to do Jeopardy if he got the gig. And Aaron Rodgers says that he is attempting to get the full-time hosting job for the iconic game show Jeopardy. He wants to follow in the footsteps of the late, great Alex Trebek. And when asked point blank whether or not that would be it for football, he said, I don't think, this is a quote, I don't think I'd need to give up football to do it. Rodgers said, now you want to take a guess. How many days a year, if you are the host of Jeopardy, how many days a year do you actually have to work to film episodes in Jeopardy? That airs 5 nights a week. There are reruns occasionally throughout the year. So you want to take a guess, Eddie, how many days does the host of Jeopardy actually have to film Jeopardy during the course of the season? We're playing a game show here.
Let's go with 30.
30 days. All right. Roberto, would you like to play the how many days does it take to film Jeopardy?
Don't say 31.
I'm going to say 2 weeks.
2 weeks. All right. So 14 days to film all those episodes. Koopa Loop, what do you think?
Well, Coop, of course, is a
He's been in the biz,
a veteran,
yeah,
of
yeah.
TV
veteran
TV and right. the big screen. So he should obviously have a pretty good guess on this. He's mulling it over. His brow is furrowed as he's thinking deeply.
You're talking about the full season,
yeah, the entire year. Throughout it, the entire year, how many days would you have to film Jeopardy?
How many episodes are in a year? I don't.
Well, there's
Maybe he doesn't know.
You
want
to do the
television?
Oh, come on, Coop. All right,
I don't know
five
much about
days.
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy's on 5 nights a week. I assume they have some periods of the year where they don't have new episodes. They have
Coop,
reruns.
We don't know anything about it either. We're just guessing.
It's a dopey there's no segment money on the radio. Line no here. One cares, Coop. We're just trying to kill time.
That's my question. You're like hyping me up as if I should know the answer, so now I got to know all the parameters.
I was stalling because you were walking around the room. I was trying to have your back.
31.
31.
This is ridiculous.
All right, the correct answer, Aaron Rodgers says if he got the Jeopardy gig, he would have to spend 46 days.
I win!
That's it, 46.
Oh, bastard.
He pointed out, Rodgers says he works 187 days in Green Bay. You know, obviously practices and whatnot. So he did the math on that. He said that gave him 178 days to do Jeopardy. So he feels like he could do the math on that because 46, he did the arithmetic, 46 into 178, he can make that work because that would still give him a lot of downtime. A lot of downtime. So anyway, that's Aaron Rodgers' spin on that. He says it would be a dream job. So Aaron already has a dream job. Most people would say being a quarterback in the NFL for the Green Bay Packers would be an iconic dream job, but he would like to go a daily double. He wants another dream job. he would like to get another dream job. All right, so Ben Maller show on Fox, and Mark, the full name guy, no longer a caller. He's a retired caller, but he's still very active on Twitter. And Mark says, when you get older, you are already older, and there may not be much older in your future. The sad truth and the dirty lowdown. Ha, 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 ha. Wow. All right. Mike says, knowing what the salary is for the Jeopardy host, Aaron Rodgers should keep playing for the Packers. Well, everything's relative. I mean, you make good money as the host of Jeopardy, and Rodgers can demand a little more because he's got some cachet associated with his name. LM says, Tiger Woods was driving a 2021 Genesis GV80. You should read some of the safety features for drivers. How the hell did he drive off the road? Well, that's what I asked. I did a whole monologue about it. All right, the greatness writes in, says, Ben, somebody needs to tell Dave, the security guard, that security field workers are being considered emergency essential workers, and he can get the vaccine. Well, listen, I've heard that, but as Roberto pointed out, our guy Dave there, probably not so tech savvy. In fact, Dave, why don't you call back, Dave? We will find a way to walk you through that. How about that? Dave, the security guard, call back. We don't have to do it on the air. We can do it off the air, but we'll do you solid, and we'll figure out a way to get you what you want there, the vaccine. Supermarket Steve writes in, says, Ben, doesn't 72-year-old Dave sound a lot like Blair from Maine? Could Blair's mom have had an affair with Dave in the past? Interesting.
Chuck-a-thong.
All right. Chris in Houston writes in and says, you know what, Ben Maller, after that press conference, Plaxico Burress is shaking his damn head, according to Chris in Houston. All right. We will press on here. Time now for the Who Am I game. This is a blatant attempt to get you to listen a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer. We call it the Who Am I game. We do it. Once a day. We'll do hockey because we got the NHL Puck'em around the corner. It's our way to pacify Eddie. Eddie's a hockey nerd, and he likes when we do hockey. So, sucking up to Eddie. Just bear with us. Here's the Who Am I game. Wayne Gretzky is number one with the most career game-winning goals by a center before age 24. I am second to the great one, among the young blood in hockey history. Again, Wayne Gretzky, number 99 in your program, but number one in your heart. He is number one with the most career game-winning goals by a center before age 24. I am second to Gretzky among the young blood. Who am I? The answer and the NHL Puck'em next.
Hey, this is Halfpint, and I love the Ben Maller Show.
Well, thank you, Halfpint.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. You can follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben coming up later tonight, Lame Jokes tomorrow, and more. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here is the Who Am I game. A lot of pressure on Eddie, because he's the hockey guy. So this should be easy, right? This should be absolutely easy. But here's the question if you're late to the party. Wayne Gretzky is number one with the most career game-winning goals by a center before turning 24. I am second to the great one among the young blood in hockey history. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Rod, the ambassador of Bakersfield. Very nice, man. We had a nice steak dinner with Rod. Back. I'm old enough to remember when Bakersfield had a minor league baseball team way back when. Anyway, he says, I have no clue. It's hockey. Sorry, Eddie. Just Josh in Cincinnati going with Happy Gilmore as his answer. Mr. Nice Guy, we know where his mind is. He's going with Tally as the selection. Emmett, the blind Seahawk fan, says it is Dave, the security guard. Who else do we have? Page down, page down. Will in Pennsylvania is going with Mario Lemieux. Malibu Rubin says you are Livingstone Bramble. Livingstone Bramble is the answer. Rob in Vegas going with the old Quebec Nordique, D'Lo Brown, as his selection. You don't remember D'Lo Brown with the Nordique? Bad job by you. Chris in Des Moines is going with Pat LaFontaine as his selection. Sam going with that great right wing, Mike Gallego, as his answer. Page down here, page down, can't read that. Kyler Murray, alligator arms, guessed by the rib man. That's his selection. Jeff Carter from Pioneer High Baseball. Steve Eiserman tossed out by the Goat Man. Travis B going with NHL legend Bill Walton. That's a good answer. Michael Rappaport from Vols fan Jimmy. That is his selection. Who else do we have here? Page down, page down. Justin's going with William the Refrigerator Perry as his selection. And JD in Boston says the answer is number 99, Adam Banks of the original Mighty Ducks movie. All right. Thank you for that, JD. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
Yeah, let's go with Connor McDavid.
That's incorrect, Ed. You've just failed the hockey quiz. Let's see if I can give you the clue here. This guy played for the Buffalo Sabres early in his career in the 1980s and then played with a bunch of other teams after that. You got nothing? Eddie's got nothing.
Nothing's coming to mind.
Garcia. First name, Pierre.
No, this is before
Pierre
my time.
Pierre Turgeon. You don't remember Pierre Turgeon? Whatever his name is.
I do. I remember him with the Islanders.
Yeah, he played with the Islanders, but he started with the Buffalo Sabres.
Who?
Yeah. In the late 80s and then played.
I didn't get into hockey until the mid-90s, early to mid-90s.
Listen, you don't have to defend yourself, Eddie. You just did not get
I'm just telling you the facts.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, even Roberto remembers him. Come on, man. Right? He was great.
Yeah, it was
great
good,
centers
man.
Of his yeah. day back then. Yeah. I was always hoping the Kings would get him, but they didn't get him.
I had a poster on my wall.
Yeah, look at that, Coop out of post. Eddie, these guys know more about hockey than you, Eddie.
Trying to remember if he was the guy that Dale Hunter cheap-shotted after he scored a game-winning goal in the playoffs and he got suspended for a long time.
That was not the question, Eddie.
Might have been Pierre Turgeon.
That was not the question.
That's my greatest Pierre Turgeon memory, if that was, in fact, him.
It might not have been.
Yeah.
Might not have
been. I think it was.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, you did not get it right, Eddie. Yeah. So you've got to put your tail between your leg and bow your head down.
I'm going to cry as soon as the microphone's turned off. Starts
devastating. You might not have to do the podcast this week because your little hockey podcast.
All right, we already did it. We did it.
Oh, you've already? It's in the can,
yep.
Really?
Yeah.
When do you drop the podcast, Eddie? When do you do it?
Wednesday morning.
Okay, so when you get up early for this, or you do it before you go to bed?
No, I do it before I come into work and then edit it and then upload it Wednesday morning.
Okay. Yeah, my big podcast day is on Thursday. And it's a pain in the ass. It's three podcasts, and it's a nightmare because I work with this douche, West of the 405 guy, who just brings everything down. It's just painful. It's just horrible.
David Gassigan?
Anyway, I forget his name. But let's get to it. Him. Eddie, it's hockey season, so why not here? We will puck the world. Well, kind of, with the puck'em. Puck the world later. NHL puck'em. Eddie, you have the first pick.
Oh,
chop, chop.
How about that? Well, I didn't get him right in the trivia there, but I will take Connor McDavid with the first pick.
Interesting. Chalky McChalk. Roberto.
Andre Vasilevsky.
Loves that guy.
Good pick. I'm going to take Leon Draisaitl. Koopa Loop, the back-to-back.
All right, so I'm going to go with Chris Dreiger.
Drieger.
All right.
I like your pronunciation
Keep
better
going.
Though.
And then also Patrick Kane.
right, Semyon Varlamov. Boom, Islander. All right, hurry up, Roberto.
Alexander Ovechkin.
Eddie.
I'll take Roman Josi and Artemi Panarin.
Roberto.
Sidney Crosby.
Alec DeBrincat.
No. Brad Marchand.
Oh, what a great pick by me. I trumped Coop.